Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
Pleasant good evening, actually good afternoon, actually good morning, I guess, we'll cross the third time. Good morning, everybody. Rob Weaver here at the Portside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's Fort Recovery in Bradford and girls varsity basketball action here this morning. The JV teams played two quarters of basketball a moment ago, and it was Bradford winning by a score of 11-9. With about 10 seconds to go, the game was tied at 9-9, and Elsner scored about a 10-12-foot shot to win the game for the Bradford Railroaders. So we're about set for the varsity game here. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians from Dr. Kim Vormore and all the staff at the Vormore Family Dentistry Office in Portland. That includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart, who are on Dr. Vormore's staff. They're located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Vormore Family Dentistry, they would love to be your family's dentist. And we're underway, and Fort Recovery gets the basketball to start the game here. On the left to Bridget Holman, back on the right to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Carly Niekamp to Mullenkamp. There's Cameron Mullenkamp over to Kennedy. Kennedy dribbles to the left, and it's tipped out of bounds by the Railroaders, Riley Dotson. So the Lady Indians have the basketball back. Neil Spencer, our engineer at the game site here for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Eric Catterly is our engineer at the radio station on WPGW. Glad to have you folks listening in. Or you might be watching on the National Federation TV network. Here's a shot by Carly Niekamp, right side, no good. She was wide open, couldn't get it to go down. Rebound wrestled away by the Bradford Railroaders. Down they come. And on the left, almost lost, but picked up there by Lily Cannon out front, dribbling down to the left, and she lost the ball, and it's she tried to save it, and it goes into the hands of Bridget Holman. Holman comes all the way down, a collision. She scores, and she'll be at the line. Bridget Holman gets a basket here early. Good sign for her. And they called the personal foul. Free throws up and no good. And called the personal foul on Bradford's Megan Wood. That foul could have gone either way, really. But here's a tie up at the other end at the Bradford end of the court. It will go to the Railroaders. Bridget Holman and Megan Wood. But each grabbed the basketball. Left side shot is no good. Rebound Bradford up and no good. Rebound comes to Cameron Mullenkamp on the missed shot there by Riley Dotson. Down comes Kennedy Mullenkamp with the basketball. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Bern, Indiana, and Union City, Indiana. That's Calp Pharmacy, your friendly Health Mart pharmacy. Shot by Bridget Holman is way off. Carly Niekamp got the rebound, stripped away from her. Fort Recovery got it back. Holman misses another shot that's way off. And Bradford comes up with the rebound. Bringing the ball up the court is Riley Dotson. She'll pass over on the left side over here to Claire Hill. We get double dribbling called on the play by the official. Bradford double dribbles, so Fort Recovery gets the ball back on the turnover. Bradford is 3-12 on the year. Fort Recovery is 6-9. Fort Recovery last played on Thursday against Minster. And played well in the first half, but just couldn't get it going in the second half. And here's the Lady Indians throwing the ball away. Pass down to Bridget Holman. She couldn't keep her balance to stay in bounds and stepped out of bounds. So Bradford with the basketball. Down across the timeline they come. Haven Evans with it. Ball's loose, picked up by Bradford and good. Scoring on the play was Claire Hill. And that makes it 2-2. We're all tied up. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Left side, there is Bridget Holman, wide open, and she misses the shot. Ball goes out of bounds. They say it went off of Fort Recovery, and so Bradford will have the basketball. We will also have the Fort Recovery boys for you later on this afternoon on all of our stations we're broadcasting on here now. And Fort Recovery will play Crestview this afternoon. That'll be about a 4:30 start time. Fort Recovery steals the ball, and Carly Niekamp lays it up and in. Carly's first basket, and it's 4-2. Lady Indians on top. Lady Indians pressing. Bradford able to get it across the timeline. Over in the left corner. Shots fired up. No good. Off the mark. Rebound comes down to Bridget Holman. As I believe that was Claire Hill missing that shot. Here's a shot by Kennedy Mollenkamp from the left. Air ball. Boy, the Indians have been kind of off in their shooting here. Must be the early morning hours. Bradford with the basketball. They got the rebound. Down they come. And it's tipped out of bounds. Last off of Fort Recovery. Bradford will have the ball. Once again, we'll have Fort Recovery Crestview and boys basketball about 4:30 this afternoon. The JV game starts at 3 o'clock. One of the early starts for the Indians, and Bradford apparently stepped on the line, so Fort Recovery gets the ball on the turnover. Tyler Deitch is the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians in his second year here at Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp right side to Carly Niekamp, around the horn on the left to Cameron Mollenkamp. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Cameron Mollenkamp on the left, down to Bridget Holman in the middle to Kennedy Mollenkamp, and she is fouled in the act of shooting, and she'll be at the line for two shots. Going to call that foul on Megan Wood. It's number two on her. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp at the line. She got the first one. That's her first point of the evening, or of the day. She normally leads the Lady Indians in scoring. One more for Kennedy. It's up and good again. It's now 6-2. Lady Indians on top by 4 with 4:10 to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget to ask Cal Pharmacy about their weekly prescription program, where they'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Here's Bridget Holman stealing the ball and passing to Kennedy Mollenkamp, who lays it in. And the Lady Indians are now ahead 8-2. Timeout, Bradford. Fort Recovery 8, Bradford 2. We'll be back in just a moment after this message from our friends at Cal Pharmacy.
Locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Cal Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription a prescriber has determined to be beneficial for the individual. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, topical creams. We compound for allergy-friendly options. We compound for warts, wounds, hormone replacement. We are located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bernie, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart. Taking the time to listen and care.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bradford with the basketball after the timeout, trailing 8-2. Fort Recovery pressing. Bradford gets it across the timeline. Now it goes over here, and losing the dribble was the Railroaders. Bridget Holman picks it up. Kennedy Mollenkamp scoring. It was Riley Dotson who lost the dribble a moment ago. Guards for Bradford bringing it up are Riley Dotson and Haven Evans. Evans across the timeline. She's trapped, in trouble. The ball goes off of Fort Recovery. It'll be Bradford's basketball. Once again, this is WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. PortRecoveryRadio.com and the National Federation TV Network. Bradford with the ball out front. Railroaders trailing here now 10-2 in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Shots fired up and good. Bradford with the basket there. And down come the Indians. That was Natalie Wood who just scored for Bradford. Bridget Holman with the ball, spinning inside. Good. Nice move. Bridget Holman had a spin move, went inside and laid it in. Makes it 12-4. Lady Indians by 8 again. Down comes Bradford. They threw it away. That went off the fingertips of Riley Dodson. There was no way really she could. I think Fort Recovery actually deflected that and then caused the ball to go up above the head of Riley Dodson. She tried to retrieve it, touched it, and it went out of bounds. So Indians have the ball. Bridget Holman over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Drives baseline. Back outside to Holman. Holman in the lane. Pops the shot. In and out. No good. Rebound. Carly. Good. Carly Niekamp gets her second basket here in the first quarter. It's now 14-4. Lady Indians on top. Once again, Fort Recovery 6-9 on the year. Bradford 3-12. Indians lost a tough one to Bradford in boys basketball this year in the regular season. Led most of the way, but Bradford won it at the end. That's what counts if you're ahead at the end. Fort Recovery steals the ball. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp. Good. She has 8 points now here in the first quarter. Started out a little slow, but 8 points now for Kennedy. Bradford gets trapped in the corner again, and timeout is called by the Railroaders. Timeout to save possession. They were a dead duck there with the trap in the angle. 16-14, Lady Indians in the lead. We'll be back in a moment.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Flying start here for Fort Recovery off to a 16-4 lead with a minute 37 to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget, if you need handicapped medical equipment, they have it at Cal Pharmacy. They have a handicapped medical equipment center located at the south edge of Fort Recovery in the industrial park. And again, if you need something, they have it or they can get it for you. Ball's tipped out of bounds by Fort Recovery. Bradford will put it back in play. Riley Dodson will toss it in here. Goes to a teammate. It's knocked away, I think, by Bridget Holman. Now it's up for grabs, and we got a jump ball, and it's going to go to the Indians. Dodson passing into Haven Evans there, and then I believe it was Bridget Holman who knocked it away from behind. And then there was a mad scramble for the ball and a jump ball. Kennedy Mollenkamp will bring it across the timeline. 1:22 left in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget, the Fort Recovery location of Cal Pharmacy is open extra hours during the week, Monday through Thursday until 7 and until 6 on Friday nights. Kennedy Mollenkamp on the left. Back it goes to Carly Niekamp. She scores, and she was wide open. About an 8-footer or so, and that's 6 points for Carly Niekamp. 18-4 now, Lady Indians with a huge lead here. As the ball tipped away by Fort Recovery, a steal. Cameron Mollenkamp down to sister Kennedy. Back it goes to Carly Niekamp. Up and no good, but she's fouled in the act of shooting, and Carly will be at the line to try to record her 8th point of the game. Carly Niekamp dribbles the basketball, puts it up, and it is good. Just a reminder to all of you, it's going to be extremely cold temperatures Sunday night and Monday night and maybe even Tuesday night. Good idea to let your water stream run a little bit so you don't have frozen water pipes. You don't want frozen water lines, that's for sure. So again, take precautions and let your water stream run a little bit on the faucets that are on an outside wall. Here's the ball stolen by Cameron Mollenkamp, and she's fouled by Bradford. They call the foul on Natalie Wood. Another helpful hint is if you have a vanity that's on an outside wall, leave the doors to the vanity open so they get room temperature. Just take some extra precautions. Don't get caught with a frozen water line. That will not be a fun time for you, and we are going to have temperatures that could cause that to happen. Bridget Homan will cross court the pass over to Cameron Mollenkamp. Dribbles in the lane, scoops it up and in. Nice move by Cameron Mollenkamp as she gets her first basket of the game, and it's 22-4 here in the first quarter. 12 seconds to go. Here's a pass over to Haven. Back on the right side. Three-pointer is no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery, and that's going to be the end of the quarter. 28-4 at the end of the first quarter. Wow, what a start for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. They lead Bradford 28-4. We'll return in just a moment. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget to ask about Cal Pharmacy's weekly prescription program. They will deliver a prescription to you on a weekly basis. All you have to do is just ask them for this service. Sign up at a friendly Cal Pharmacy near you. We'll be back in a moment.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during this week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 29th through February 1st at Hull Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists know time is important to you. That's why Kalp Pharmacy wants to give you solutions to help you get your medications fast, efficient, and correctly. You can be in and out the door quickly or have them delivered to your home, allowing you to rest and receive medication where you are most comfortable. We bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Okay, I need to correct the score. The scoreboard was wrong there momentarily. It's 22-4, but still a big lead for the Lady Indians, 22-4. And Bradford turns it over on the first possession here, the second quarter. I also was notified that Cal Pharmacy has changed their hours a bit in Fort Recovery. Open on Monday nights until 7, and then Tuesday through Friday until 6 p.m. at the Cal Pharmacy. So they have changed their hours a little bit. Monday night till 7, Tuesday through Friday until 6. Carly Niekamp inside, and she puts it up and in. That gives her a total of 10 points on the day already. Down comes Bradford, and a collision. A foul's going to be called on Fort Recovery's Maddie Shainline, who's in the game now. Maddie getting some playing time here. On the left side, it's up no good. Rebound comes down and is taken by Bradford. Shots fired up. It's no good. And in and out. Rebound comes to Cameron Mollenkamp. It's missing that shot for Bradford was Lily Cannon. Here's Bridget Homan, right side jumper. It's good. Two-pointer just on the line. Homan has 6 points today. It's now 26-4. Lady Indians leading by 22 points. Fort Recovery almost stole it away, but Bradford got it back. Shots fired up, no good. Rebound comes down on the deck. Picked up by Fort Recovery's Maddie Shainline. Over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp back outside to Cameron Mollenkamp, to Carly Niekamp. Niekamp spinning, firing, and scoring. Our second quarter is being brought to you, by the way, by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. You'll find them on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Carly Niekamp knocked down a pass and stole it. Here come the Lady Indians. Down she comes, stops, and almost tied up. Over to Kennedy Mollenkamp, misses the shot. And have a foul called, injury timeout, as apparently Lily Cannon got hit in the face. So injury timeout for Bradford, for the official. Apparently Lily Cannon got hit in the face, and I didn't really see that happen, either the face or the nose. Might have been popped in the nose there. So we have a brief timeout here while we have a Bradford replacement. Coming in for the Railroaders is going to be Caitlin Schroyer. So they didn't call a foul there, so obviously the official didn't see what happened, but obviously she was fouled, or she wouldn't have been injured like that. I'm guessing she might have a bloody nose. She just could have had a nosebleed. I don't know. But we're going to resume action here. Fort Recovery leading 28-4. By 24 points here in the second quarter. Brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Here in good old Fort Recovery, Ohio, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. Bradford with the ball. Outside. Pop loose there, and going to be a jump ball. Kennedy Mollenkamp able to tie up Caitlin Schroyer. See the Great Plains Turbo Max, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Again, that's the Great Plains Turbo Max. It's awaiting you at K&L. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp, up no good. Rebound comes down deep to Maddie Shaneline. Over to Carly Niekamp now. Niekamp comes down, stops, feeds on the left side. Kennedy Mollenkamp will drive. Over on the right side it goes to Maddie Shaneline. Maddie comes in, lost the ball, goes out of bounds. It'll be given to Bradford. And for some reason, McKenna Hillskamp is not playing today, so I don't know if she had a further injury or what happened there. We'll try to find that out. McKenna Hillskamp, I should have said. McKenna Hillskamp not playing today, again, due to some kind of an injury. Bradford with the basketball, and they throw it away. Try to cross-court pass over there to Riley Dotson. It was way out of her reach. Fort Recovery will bring it up now. 28-4. I would imagine Coach Deitch is going to have an opportunity to play a lot of kids here in this game. We're only in the second quarter. 4:48 to go on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Shot by Kennedy Mollenkamp, up no good, and they're going to call a foul on Bradford's Haven Evans. Number one on Haven, and Kennedy will go to the line. Kennedy had 8 points in that first quarter. Free throw is no good on the first one. She will have one more. And it is no good again. Just barely pops out of there. Rebound comes down to Haven Evans. Here comes Bradford down the court. In the middle. Open shot is up and good. Scoring was Caitlin Schroyer with a three. That makes it 28-7 now. Fort Recovery leads by 21 in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Lady Indians with the ball. Cameron Mollenkamp. As the Indians work the weave on the left side to Carly Niekamp. Stops, spins, open, fires, misses. Rebound tipped around. Comes down to Emma Smith. It's up and in. Emma Smith, who's now in the game. She scores on a rebound basket. And it's 30-7 now. Fort Recovery leading the Bradford Railroaders here in the Saturday morning game from Portside Fieldhouse. And the ball is thrown away. Hayden Evans tried to hit Megan Wood in there, and it was thrown over her head and out of bounds. Fort Recovery will bring it up. Kennedy Mollenkamp works to the right side, dribbling back to the middle, goes in and fires it up, missed the shot. Rebound comes down to Bradford's Caitlin Schroyer. Troyer brings it up. She will pass on the left. Three-point shot is no good. That was missed in there by Claire Hill, and the rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Carly Niekamp over to Cameron Mullenkamp. There's Kennedy Mullenkamp. She drives the baseline. No good. Bounces out. Got the rebound. Good. Kennedy Mullenkamp now in double figures with 10 points on the day. So 12 for Carly Niekamp, 10 for Kennedy Mullenkamp to lead the way here. 32-7. Ball's lost again by Bradford. Stolen away by Maddie Shainline. Comes down, picks it up, no good. But she is fouled in the act of shooting, and Maddie will be at the free throw line. Riley Dotson gets called for the foul, her first personal foul. At the line, it's up and good. Rattles around and went down in there. Maddie Shainline again at the free throw line. She will have one more, and it is no good. Rebound, Kennedy Mullenkamp. Turns, fires, and misses. A little short. Rebound comes to Carly Niekamp. She'll dribble inside. Pass to Kennedy. Opposite side shot. Good. Give Carly Niekamp the assist to Kennedy Mullenkamp the basket. It's now 35-7. Lady Indians on top by 28 points here. We have 2:32 to go in the first half. Pass goes over on the right side to Evans. She drives in, fires it up, missed it, but she's fouled in the act of shooting. I think Kennedy's going to be called for the foul. Nope, it's on Carly. On Carly Niekamp, her first. Free throw is up, and it's no good off the back of the rim by Haven Evans. Maddie Shainline goes out. Here's another one that's good. Haven Evans hits one of two. Make it 35-8 now. Fort Recovery with a huge lead here. Almost 20 points in the first half. And Kennedy Mullenkamp circles around, misses, got her own rebound. Nope, she didn't. And Carly got the rebound, and now she's tied up. It will be Bradford's basketball on the alternating possession. I'm Rob Weaver. Again, our studio producer at Portland for WPGW is Eric Catterly. Our studio producer here at the game site is Neil Spencer. And once again, we're also on the National Federation TV network. Shot by Bradford's no good. Rebound Fort Recovery. Carly Niekamp with it. Over to Cameron Mullenkamp. Back outside. There's Emma Smits. Missed the shot to the left. Rebound Bridget Holman. Good. Bridget Holman. Off balance shot, but she got it to go down, and she has 8 points now. She's close to double figures. On the left it goes to Claire Hill. Back outside. Bradford with the ball. Here's a shot by Hill. No good on a three. Rebound comes to Bridget Holman of Fort Recovery. Bridget Holman brings it down, spins, passes back to Kennedy Mullenkamp down the lane, and it is no good. Missed a shot she normally would hit. Rebound comes down to the Railroaders, Haven Evans. And now Bradford turns it over. Picked up by Bridget Holman. Right side it goes to Carly Niekamp, back outside to Bridget. Bridget dribbles in, spins, back outside. Emma Smith's firing, hitting. Emma Smith has two baskets here in the quarter, and it's 38-8. Indians by 20 points now. 49 seconds remaining here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter of play. Bradford with the ball on the left, back outside, and lost out of bounds. You'll find the Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service at the south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. Remember, they're your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Indians with the ball. Bridget Holman on the left. Carly Niekamp backs it out. Driving down the right of the lane. Gives it off over here to Fort Recovery's Brooke Benn, who's in the game now. And ball's batted around, and Bradford finally came up with it. And now Fort Recovery is going to be called for a foul. They're going to call that on Cameron Mullenkamp. Yeah, Cameron Mullenkamp got called for the foul. No free throws on this one. Bradford puts it in play. With the ball there was Riley Dodson, and now here's a pass that's stolen by Carly Niekamp, lays it in. Carly Niekamp now with 14 points on the day. And Fort Recovery leads 41-8, a long shot at the buzzer by Riley Dodson is no good. We've completed the first half of play, a dominating half for Fort Recovery, holding Bradford to only 4 points in the first quarter and only 4 points in the second quarter. 41-8, the score at halftime. Lady Indians way on top. We'll be back with our halftime stats coming your way in a moment. Right after this, thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. For outstanding service for all of your farm and lawn and garden equipment, see K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, South Edge of Fort Recovery. Again, your New Holland and Claus Farm Equipment dealer. We'll return in just a moment.
I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L is your source for Salford BBI spreaders, the toughest, most accurate spreaders available. Spread chicken litter and lime up to 60 feet with the Endurance, designed especially for the poultry growers. Or spread fertilizer up to 120 feet with the Magna Spread. Whatever your application goals, the team at K&L can help you find a pull-type or truck-mounted Salford spreader to boost your crops. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School Basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry Office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports. A winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Let's take a moment here to remind you that Hall of Fame night is next Saturday when Mick McClurg will be inducted into the Fort Recovery Athletic Hall of Fame. He'll be the only member inducted. The induction ceremony will be held between the junior varsity and varsity boys basketball games with Mississinewall Valley. It's another early start. The junior varsity team will play at 4:30. That'll put the varsity game around 6 for the Hall of Fame induction ceremony at about 6 o'clock. The new inductee, Mick McClurg, will join the 48 other inductees who have been selected since the Hall of Fame was established in 2007. Mick had an exceptional athletic career at Fort Recovery High School, participating in 4 sports and earning a total of 10 varsity letters across 3 sports. As a freshman, he ran cross country. In golf, he earned 4 varsity letters, was named the team MVP 3 different times. On the basketball court, Mick earned 3 varsity letters, scored 831 career points before the 3-point line was introduced. His senior year was especially remarkable. He scored 427 points that year, ranking him 21st in school history and named the 1984 Mercer County scoring champion. He also received All-MAC and All-District 8 honors for two seasons, was selected to the Dayton Daily News first team, and made the All-Ohio team. In baseball, Mick earned three varsity letters as a two-time All-MAC selection. After graduating from Fort Recovery in 1984, Mick went on to attend the University of Findlay, where he played basketball for 1 year. Congratulations to Mick McClure, the newest inductee into the Fort Recovery Hall of Fame. This is Officials Appreciation Week for the OHSAA, and we salute all of the Ohio officials and the officials who are officiating this game here today. And here's a message from the OHSAA about how you can become one of those important officials that make games possible.
Playing, but I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Ohio did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
And again, we salute all the officials that make our games possible, games and matches possible throughout the year. Again, this is Official Appreciation Week for officials in the state of Ohio. Okay, looking at, and by the way, I mentioned the Hall of Fame game a moment ago. We'll have that game for you on the radio next Saturday right here on PG14 and J Country 101. So you can't be at the Hall of Fame ceremony, and we will have the ceremony on the radio for you as well. Tune in here at 100.9 on the FM dial. Scoring in the first half, Fort Recovery led by Carly Niekamp. She has 14 points. She rolled in 6 two-pointers and was 2 out of 2 at the free throw line for her 14 points. Kennedy Mollenkamp follows Carly with 12 points. Kennedy has a total of 5 two-point baskets and was 2 out of 4 at the free throw line for her 12 points. 8 points for Bridget Holman. Bridget has 4 two-point baskets, 0 for 1 at the line. 4 points for Emma Smith on 2 two-point baskets. 2 points for Cameron Mollenkamp, and 1 for Maddie Shaneline. Again, leading the way, Carly Niekamp with 14, Kennedy Mollenkamp 12, Bridget Holman with 8. For Bradford, they only have 8 points at the half. 3 points for Caitlin Schroyer on a 3-point basket. 2-point basket for Natalie Wood. 2-point basket for Claire Hill. And 1 out of 2 at the free throw line for Haven Evans. For a total of 8 points. Again, the score at the end of the first quarter was Fort Recovery 22, Bradford 4. And at halftime, it's Fort Recovery 41, Bradford 8. In the JV game, Bradford won that over Fort Recovery 11-9, hitting a shot with about 10 seconds to go in the second quarter to win the game. It was only a two-quarter game. Fort Recovery was led in scoring by Jaden Weirich with 3, Ivy Toby had 3, Maddie Shaneline with 2, and Kendall Ranley with 1. For the Bradford junior varsity team who won that game, it was Chloe Elsner with 4 points to lead the way, including the winning basket with about 10 seconds to go. Natalie Wood had 3, Kennedy Richards with 2, and Haven Evans had a total of 1 point in the ball game. We'll be back in a moment. Start of the third quarter coming up right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's your land and your legacy, and there's so much riding on your crops, your soil management choices are deeply personal, too. K&L Tractor stocks a variety of Great Plains tillage solutions that put your vision to work. Whatever approach you take, vertical, conventional, or hybrid, you can trust the cutting-edge technology and consistent, field-tested performance you'll find across Great Plains' entire soil management line. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And just about set to start the third quarter, brought to you by Cooper Farms. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, along with Coldwater, and also nearby Rossburg. And the ball is going to go to Fort Recovery to start the third quarter. Again, brought to you by Cooper Farms. Don't forget to check out their many job opportunities at cooperfarms.com/join our team. cooperfarms.com/join our team. Kennedy Mollenkamp with it, passing off to Bridget Holman, who breaks for the basket and scores. Bridget Holman puts it up and in. That puts her in the double figure. She has 10 points now. So we have three in double figures already. Because this ball is stolen, Carly Niekamp comes down, lays it in. She does it. She missed it. Got her own rebound, though. Puts it back up. Missed it again. Rebound Carly again. Now we have a jump ball called. Oh, Carly should have had that. She was all by her lonesome and missed the shot. Jump ball was called. It goes to Bradford. Here come the Railroaders up the court. Riley Dotson with it over on the left side to Claire Hill. Back out to Riley Dotson. And double team there at the free throw line. And Fort Recovery knocks the ball away. And it's going to go on a jump ball. It's going to go to Fort Recovery, I believe. Yes. 43-8 now is the score. Fort Recovery leading here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Down comes Kennedy Mollenkamp on the left. She will pass over here to Bridget Holman. Holman in the lane. Now to Carly Niekamp underneath. Puts it up. Missed it. Rebound Carly. Falls down. And we're going to have a foul called on Bradford. Going to call that one on Lily Cannon. Carly Niekamp gets the inbounds pass. Scores. And she's fouled in the act of shooting. Indians put the ball in play there. That makes Niekamp now with 16 points on the day. Don't forget, we'll have the Fort Recovery boys game this afternoon. It is an early start. We remind you about that. Free throw's good by Carly. JV game will start at 3 this afternoon with the varsity game around 4:30. We'll have that for you here on the radio. It'll be Fort Recovery and Crestview. Ball's tipped by Kennedy Mollenkamp. She steals the ball and puts it up and in. 48-8 now, Lady Indians with the 40-point lead here. We do have a running clock now because of that. On the left side it goes to Bradford. Baseline jumpers, no good. Rebound back up and no good again. Rebound comes to Cameron Mollenkamp as Megan Wood missed a pretty easy shot there for her, but she just couldn't get it to go down. Here's Bridget Holman, drives baseline. No good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting, and she will be at the line. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Free throws up and no good by Bridget Holman. I would imagine this second half is going to be pretty quick because I doubt if anybody's going to call a timeout to speak of with a score like this. Second free throw is good. Again, it's 49-8 now. Fort Recovery by 41 points. We're only in the third quarter with 4:23 to go in the quarter with a running clock. On the left side it goes for Bradford to Riley Dotson. She will pass along the free throw line. Back outside it goes. With the ball there is Haven Evans. And now the ball is stolen away by Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp came up with a loose basketball across the timeline. Dribbles down the lane. Scoops the shot up and got it. Kennedy Mollenkamp having a great ball game. Now she has 16 points on the day. Bradford with the ball, trailing 51-8 now. Right side, and there's a jump ball called. In comes Maddie Shaneline, and Emma Smits will lead. So Maddie Shaneline, Bridget Homan, Carly Niekamp, and the Mollenkamp girls are in the lineup for Fort Recovery, Kennedy and Cameron. Bradford with the ball, trailing by a bunch. Here's a shot from the left side, no good. Rebound Bridget Homan. As missing that was Megan Wood. Down comes Fort Recovery. Carly Niekamp lays it up and in. Carly Niekamp now with 19 points on the day. And I know this might be a season high for her before the day is out. We'll see. Bradford with the basketball. Dribbling Lily Cannon. And now here's Cameron Mollenkamp stealing it away. Down she comes and misses the layup. Rebound retrieved by Riley Dotson of Bradford. 53-8 the score in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Here's a three-point shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Carly Niekamp. Is missing that was Lily Cannon. Down comes Carly in the lane. Pops the shot and missed it off the front of the rim. Rebounds up for grabs. It'll be a jump ball. And it goes to Bradford, I think. Nope, it's the Indians. Coming in for Bradford is Natalie Wood, and leaving is Megan Wood. Kennedy Mollenkamp gets the inbounds pass, goes baseline, lost it. Picked up by Natalie Wood of Bradford. Down come the Railroaders with the basketball. Trailing 53-8. Yep, 53-8 is the score. Indians on top. Outside it goes. Riley Dotson dribbling the ball at the top of the key. Hands it off underneath and intended to hit Natalie Wood inside, but she had left the seam and the ball just went out of bounds, untouched. So a turnover on Bradford. Fort Recovery with the ball. Coming out of the game for Bradford is Chloe Elsner. She hit the winning shot in the B game. And I think it was Caitlin Schroyer coming back in for the Railroaders. Kennedy Mollenkamp will work her way to the right. Feeds off here to Maddie Shaneline. Out to Carly Niekamp. Fires a three and bingo, got it. 22 points for Carly Niekamp. 56-8 now. With a minute to go here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Ball's tipped by Carly Niekamp. She comes up with a steal. Stops, fires, and hits again. 24 points for Carly Niekamp. 58-8. Lady Indians lead by 50 points. Bradford with the basketball. Over goes on the right side. Now on the wing. Shots fired up. No good. Rebound comes down to Kennedy Mollenkamp of Fort Recovery as Haven Evans missed that one. Here is Kennedy up. No good on the layup. Rebound Carly. No good. Rebound Bradford. Coming down with the board there was Caitlin Schroyer. She'll come all the way down. Feeds back outside. There's a shot from three-point land. It's good by Riley Dotson. Dotson gets her first basket of the game, and that makes it 58-11 now. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp on a three. It's no good, and that's the end of the quarter. 58-11, the score at the end of three. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, check out their many employment opportunities at cooperfarms.com/join our team. cooperfarms.com/join our team. We'll have the fourth and final quarter coming up in just a moment.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Your home is your castle. Do you have a round table of knights that constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Take command of productivity with New Holland T5 Series Tractor, available at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery. With four easy-to-use transmissions, fuel-efficient engines, and a choice of comfortable ergonomic cabs, it's easy to find the model that's right for you. These are heavy-duty but nimble utility tractors with four-wheel drive and big car to help you do a wide range of jobs. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Bradford with the ball to start the fourth quarter here, and there was a shot put up by Megan Wood. It was no good, but it was blocked by Kennedy Mollenkamp, and Kennedy was called for a foul. Free throw was up and good by Megan Wood. That's her first point of the game. It's now 58-12. Here's one more. It's up and good again. And Coach Deitch has put several players in here. Cameron Mollenkamp and Kennedy are still both in there. Shots up by Cameron Mollenkamp, no good. Rebound comes down, and a foul is going to be called on Fort Recovery, I think. Yep, Cameron Mollenkamp gets called for the foul. So Bradford will have the ball back. Our fourth quarter brought to you by Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Don't forget their annual open house is coming up January 29th through February the 1st at the end of this month. Put that on your calendar and don't miss it. Three-point shots up and good. Lily Cannon scoring on a three. That's her first basket of the ball game. And Fort Recovery with the basketball here. Emma Smits over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp goes around, drives, fires, and misses. Rebounds tipped out to Bradford. Railroaders with the basketball. There's a foul called, I think, on Maddie Shainway. Yes. Don't forget to stock up on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points, and more. Everything you know you're going to need this coming year, you can buy at a bargain price during the open house week at Hall Brothers, January 29th through February the 1st. And we have the ball knocked out of bounds. Full recovery puts Carly Niekamp back in the game. Ivy Toby goes in the game for the first time, I think, today. Bridget Holman is still in there now. With the ball, the Bradford Railroaders trail 58-16. Passing over on the right side. Here's a shot from the top of the key. It's good. Banks it in. Three-pointer by... I think they just gave her two. Haven Evans. Scoring on a two-pointer. That was close to a three, but not quite. Here's Carly Niekamp inside. Missed the shot. Rebounds out of bounds. It'll be given to Bradford Railroaders. Nope, Fort Recovery Indians. Indians have the ball. Again, Hall Brothers Incorporated, your Case IH and Kubota dealer, is your fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. Inside, it's up and no good. Rebound comes to Bradford. Down come the Railroaders with the basketball. Again, we'll have the boys game later on this afternoon at about 4:30. Fort Recovery in Crestview. Here's a shot up and in. Scoring on the play was Haven Evans. No, they say it was Megan Wood. So I'm not sure that was Haven Evans, but the scorekeeper said Haven Wood. Bradford comes away with the loose ball, and it's 58-20 now. And here's a ball tipped by Cameron Mollenkamp. Bradford gets it in the backcourt, and now stolen by Carly Niekamp. She has it knocked away. Got it back. Back out here outside to Bridget Holman. Holman between the circles, dribbling the ball, spinning down inside and scores. Bridget Holman scoring. gives her a total of 13 points. Timeout, Fort Recovery. We'll be back in a moment. 3:19 to go in the game. Fort Recovery with a big lead, 60-20.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just the same. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Very quick timeout there as Fort Recovery just wanted to get some more subs in the game here. Maddie Shaneline with the ball. Here's a drive around the free throw line. It's knocked away, and Bradford comes up with the loose basketball. Down low with it. Shots fired up and no good, and a foul's on Fort Recovery as missing the basket was Megan Wood. So Megan Wood will be at the line, and it is no good. No good by Megan Wood. She'll have one more. 2:18 to go in the game with the running clock here. This game will be over really quickly. Shots fired up. No good again by Megan, but she got the rebound. Back up and in. Megan Wood misses the second rebound, but got her, misses the second free throw, I should say, but got her own rebound and scores as she lays it in to make it now 60-22. Here's a shot fired up and no good. Rebound for Recovery. Up and no good, and a foul is called. Kendall Ranley, I believe, is in the game now for Fort Recovery. She's at the line for two shots. First one is up and no good. Coming in for Fort Recovery now, Cadence Eber comes in for Fort Recovery. Cadence Eber in for the Indians. Here's one more for Ranley. It is good. So she gets on the board. Makes it 61-22. 59 seconds to go here in the basketball game. We're on a running clock. Fourth quarter brought to you by Hall Brothers. Again, they're big. Annual open house coming up January 29th through February the 1st. You can pre-order the items you want and then pick them up during the open house week. So if you'd like to pre-order, you're welcome to do that. And they'll have your order ready for you. Bradford with the ball over on the right side. Shots fired up. No good. Rebound comes down. Fort Recovery with the rebound. Shots up. Blocked out of bounds. Indians with the ball, and this is going to be your last possession. Inside, Fort Recovery will get one more shot off. It's up and no good. Rebound comes down to Bradford, and that's going to be it. Fort Recovery with a huge win over the Bradford Lady Railroaders. Fort Recovery goes to 7-9 on the year, and Bradford drops to 3-13 on the season. We'll be back to wrap it up right after we pause for this.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden. All parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now, and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 29th through February 1st. Stop in and save.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription a prescriber has determined to be beneficial for the individual. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, topical creams. We compound for allergy-friendly options. We compound for warts, wounds, hormone replacement. We are located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bernie, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank. Large enough to serve you. Small enough to know you. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect. The opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, one game in the books today. Again, we'll have the Fort Recovery boys against Crestview this afternoon. Don't forget the JV game starts early at 3 with the varsity game probably around 4:30. We'll have the varsity game for you on the radio this afternoon here from the Portside Fieldhouse, Crestview and Fort Recovery. Varsity game for Jay County, for Fort Recovery's girls, I should say. They won 61-22 over the Bradford Railroaders. Fort Recovery jumped out with a 22-4 lead at the first quarter, led 41-8 at halftime, 58-11 after three. And again, the final was 61-22. There was a running clock almost the entire second half of play, and still the Indians got 61 points. They were led in scoring today by Carlene Ekamp. Unofficially, I have her with 24 points, 16 for Kennedy Mullenkamp, 13 points for Bridget Homan, 4 for Emma Smits, 2 points for Cameron Mullenkamp, and 1 for Maddie Shainline, and 1 for Kendall Ranley. Again, 16 for Kennedy Mullenkamp, but Carly led the way with 24 points for Carly Niekamp. Again, Bridget Homan also in double figures with 13. For the Railroaders, they were led in scoring by Megan Wood, who had a total of 6 points for the game. Then we had 3 points for Haven Evans. Chipping in with 3 was Riley Dotson. Caitlin Schroyer had 3 points. Lily Cannon with 3. Claire Hill had 2. And Natalie Wood with 2. Again, the Railroaders fall to 3-13 on the year. And Fort Recovery improves to 7-9 on the season. In the JV game, it was Bradford winning that 11-9. It was only a 2-quarter game. And Bradford's... let's see here. That was Chloe Elsner hitting the winning shot with about 10 seconds to go for Bradford. Bradford was led in the junior varsity game by Chloe with 4 points. Haven Evans ended up with 2 points in the game. It was Kennedy Richards with 2, and Natalie Wood had 3 points in the contest. For Fort Recovery, they were led in the junior varsity game by Ivy Toby with 3. Jaden Weirich had three. Maddie Shainline with two. And Kendall Ranley had 1 point. By the way, I missed one varsity score. Cadence Eber, I believe, had 2 points in the game, also in the varsity game for Fort Recovery. I might be wrong on that, but I think that's correct. Fort Recovery losing the JV game 11-9. They win the varsity game 61-22. Join us later on this afternoon around 4:30 for the Fort Recovery boys against the Crestview Knights. Have a good day, everybody. For our fine sponsors, for our studio producers, again, Eric Catterly at the radio station, Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com, and thanks to those of you listening and watching on the National Federation TV network, I'm Rob Weaver from the Fort Site Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Again, the varsity final, Fort Recovery wins 61-22.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.